Kiss Cafe and Wilding Around Surf, I think. So somebody doesn't know how to do that. Alfin Ayan doesn't have a pivot issue. So the luck is he said no to a CS Cafe. Mishmizan Hudemish Karan the Chas Hey Shakar Shibai Sibailas and Kobanina Karankach Mutter in that place. Says sometimes because I've got a zone where my main don't have been ayin la ala familia. We're not so macro on these things of it. No one knows the difference. Some of the gay Ashkenazi Sephardi and different, you know, been gay different avars. Some stuff else. So as man as like it's part of the issue is also is the now that everyone's dashing it and everyone's used to everything and therefore it's going to be okay. Now been gay katan. So chavis if I'm down being the katan should not be. By himself. Why else covered a tibur? He should not be the only one duchening. But with other kahanim gedolim, he's able to go ahead and duchen. If you're bar mitzvah, but maybe should say sorry. It's nice to go from the atzmai. Dafa back right, but not be, but not. You can't do a big kvias. So what's the Yisrael Dabba? The Yisrael Dabba is somebody's name is Mali Zikne Adayin. It's not covered at Tzibra, they shouldn't do it. So when Shalat comes in like the Cheder, has any problem having the kid being Mesi as Kappa. So
Tzibra is
also... The whole Tzibra is not covered at Tzibra for the Tzibra, but if the Tzibra is all that, you find them in different places, and then that's not going to be an issue, and if that's the...
I mean, even if the Rabbein and others down.
The Tzibra is a bunch of Bar Mitzvah boys. And we have a couple other people there. Later. The Chassan covered the Tzibra. This is the heartbeat of the Tzibra. It's not going to be a show. But Kapanim, but for a Katan, in order to be nice to his Kappa, you have to do it together with other. Kainam Shemidam, nice so you can do it. Luman Laskanach, other people have to do it in order to be Mischanach. Mishmur brings that chinuch is not regular as my chinuch, which is normal chinuch is 5 or 6 years old. Over here, you have to know how to do it like a minig hakahanim. You have to know how to do it in the proper hyphen. So, and as we find, there's a column all chinuch that they were in Sukkot B'zan Katan, Hedele Sanea. Katan has to, who was able to speak us in the past, right? Katan by Lula of the time, the chinuch is chal, when he knows how to do Nanuah. So prescribe, and many Achareim say this. So why is telling that no one could be out some mitzvahs who are picking it up? So it's like the prescribe. The pshat is that the mitzvah chinuch is going to be to mechanachim to do it, and all I find them. When you do the mitzvah with all the in the full life, and if you're not able to do the mitzvah in the full life, and then there's not going, there is no chiv chinuch. But over here it's more pasha. Here he's saying you have to do it kmenig hakanim, like the minig hakanim. So it doesn't say exactly what that means, minig hakanim, but imagine. You have to do definitely any all the things which are makiv, for sure. That for sure you're going to have to do, right? Like standing, and picking your hands up, and things like that. You bring down over here, even the holding of the fingers, it says that also they have to know how to do it. When we say kibbutz, I'm not exactly how you do it, Ravadia, but they're saying that you have to be able to do it in the proper hyphen. And that also could be something which would be Mac. Now, come on, the minig is benigay ketanim. Benigay is there are a lot of places which they don't have. They don't put up the ketanim to do it. But you don't see it done too often. Maybe on Yontiv, some places do it. But you don't see during the week. You don't see...
By themselves, meaning?
Even with ketanim, no. By themselves, for sure not. It's the innocent gap is by itself. You can't imagine them like ketanim. You can do it. Seems to be the minig is they don't do it. Maybe on Yontiv they would do it. But they don't... They don't, in general, put up kids. What?
What's the name of the
shul?
Doesn't
these
kids go up also?
It's kind of just doing a but in a regular.
What's Takam Shah? What's Chanech?
Why is that the minhag?
I'm
saying in Chutzlar, they only do Siskis Kabayim only on Yontav, so even the way they do it all the time, but the way they protect them seem to be fine. So, Kainu kill somebody. He's not allowed to be nice as Kappa. So once we saw Shuas and Ben of Chaver Kel back in the day, things in Shimon Levi. So the Mavim is Chaver Barabim is Kilashev Chadamim. So can you go ahead and Duchen if your Mavim is Chaver Barabim? He said, about it, he said, a Dove is that somebody could kill somebody. The Chasarin is that the hands which kill somebody can go ahead and give the blessing. But but that's not it's a little anusay. And therefore, if you're Malpinei Rabbim, one is able to go ahead and duchen. Now, Kabbalah Makoni, even b'shegig, you're not able to be, you're not able to do it. So the question is, what's going to be the halacha with all those people who are in the army and they kill people? So the question is, if they are a kayin, are they puzzled for a duchening or not? So the Mishnah brings down somebody's einus laharik, and they say it's kampa. If you could do it, you might receive the yargvay ever, but if ever, then I let me see, I can puzzle because of that. So that for sure, somebody's in the army, Mishnah writes that you're basically chesiving down. It's pasha that that's the same type of thing because we're saying einus is mutter. So you're in the army, you have to fight a war. That's einus, right? You know, so I think I'd kill. Either
you get it's a mitzvah.
So you're in the American army, right? I mean, you know, if you're in the combat.
Kill a yid, though.
Oh, so in terms of whether you kill a yid or versus a guy, why is it so pasha to you?
Is there anything wrong with
me? Going the Taz is, yeah, you're not like Kogaim, that's supposed to Kogaim. That's something which you're supposed to do.
What, this din is only if you kill a yid?
No. So Moshe Shtomach writes, if you do amaze it by a goy, because he also, what's he said this over here? He said this, it says that a person comes, Yedechem Dama Malo, your hands are full of blood. So, Lav Dafka, it's. Okay, it brings it over here, I'm saying. That, things are from Prima Gadam, yeah. That even if you kill a guy, you know, it says Kampo. But that can't be spur like that. You know, so what is your hands are full of blood? They're full of blood. You're not allowed to kill a guy. Whatever reason, it's dirt bunning or it's right, so it's spur. You're not allowed to, so therefore your hands are full of blood and therefore. Okay, somebody who is a surgeon who, by mistake, kills somebody. So the question is always going to be, the doctor's halacha. So halacha is by somebody who is malatinic and he dies, and he's kavash. Which is three reasons. One, he does shem mitzvah, so you have that by the doctor. Two is, okay, we all know for sure it's kalach hadasha, but also maybe ruch of vaser akachmeis, we don't know if it's fault or not his fault. So if he died in surgery, definitely the first reason, the third reason, you're doing a mitzvah, and also maybe something else was the cause of his death. Therefore, a doctor would be able to be nice, he has kappa. Mummer. Is not a benaisis kapov, so this is benaget, somebody who is a mummer. Not benaget, but somebody that called, they don't have a benaisis kapov if they're a mummer. But somebody's a mummer, he can't be benaisis kapov. Who I didn't, somebody's a chashas pefes, has din of a goyi, and if he has a din.
What?
Chashas pefes, yeah. Has din a kakam, and if he has din a kakam, then keeping this cup. They remember from Moshe over here, Alpha Gimel, interesting shoelaces. In the olden days, it was a big issue of the Tehu Mechal Shabbos Pashal's Panasa, right? That was mostly in the early America. So the question is, do you have the Dina Mechal Shabbos Dina Kagai in that case? So Rashi Chun says the reason why Dina Kagai is because, like, you're Kefir Kadosh Baruch Hu. You made so what you're supposed to say, if you did it not mitam kfira, you did it because duchikai pranas, even though you're whatever, but he's not to say that's a mina mamash pasal. He says maybe we shouldn't let him, asman he shouldn't be wrong, let's say maybe it could be a kardin, he's not that whatever. Then we saw the other issue, Tinik Shnishpa issue, that somebody's a chashash vatsik with Tanik Shinishpa. So if he's Tanik Shinishpa, so then, so goodbye. So the guy's going to the duch, and I don't think anyone's going to stop him, you know? Unless he's, whatever I'm saying, but I'm just telling him that I'll stop him. I mean, he's a Shana Pirish, and the Chari, I have to stop him. But he's not Shana Pirish, a regular Tanik Shinishpa, the stomach went out, stop him. Kind of marries a Grusha, so he marries a psilikuna, chala, zaina, chalutza. All those you stop him. Now, the luck is if somebody is over a virus, we don't stop him. Why? Even into tshuva, what's the reason why? Rambam says, mitzvah say kokain, can't show this guy by him. We don't say you love them, Russia is the Russia, just because he's doing one avera, he kind of does all averas all the time. We don't tell him to do more averas. Aye, what's the tab? Matel's brick is headed there. What's the point of this? Rasha giving a bracha. Inker bracha to the Hanukkah Kesh bracha. It's not telling the Kesh bracha in the Kesh bracha. Shemeshim neisan evrachim. Kind of nice mitzvah. And the Kesh bracha berachim of evrachis sol kechavtzai. So being that it's telling in Rebbeinu Shalom, therefore the fact the person does averis, so it doesn't make a difference. It's shemesh shmiel bnei seven evrachim. That the halach is that you get the bracha. The meaning of Yishami over here. Yishami says that Shleitim Ishmael Yimigala Arayis Shevich Daman Humavarcheni. Don't say this person is a murderer. Yimigala Arayis and give him a bracha. Mekash Bracha Shmuel Shmuel Yisani Yavarchem. I will give him the bracha. It's not telling actually in the Kain. Even though Kain who kills in the Chanami is possible, but it's not where he doesn't know, whatever. Akapana, you know. But anyhow, so Bekitzer, if he does regular Averis, he's okay. If he does Averis in the Kahuna, where he's kind of Muslim in Israel, so then he's Pasul Midrabanan, and we don't let him go ahead and do it. I did see somewhere that somebody who marries a guy, that's worse. And we don't let him go ahead and do it either. I got a shayla this week that somebody did putting a ban by somebody who's married to a guy. So I'm not sure why I did that. So is that Pnina Ben Pasul?
Kain
married to a guy. So the Kesek does still too that we found by this guy married to a guy is an issue. And what's still too who didn't Pnina Ben that it's a Kesek guy like that. Anyhow.
Who moved it down?
The Kaf Chaim mentions over here the Kesek anyhow, so because of Averis, not a problem, but if you over Pacific Kuhn is a problem and married to a guy, you're ready, we're a little more, a little bit more machmer, who didn't know the guys in town. But the Mason is an issue, fine. If you drink Revias, Bas Achas, you shouldn't be nice to Skapayim. If it's two or three more times, you put a little water, it's going to be okay. Shadar Mashanka, whole discussion back and forth. Yeah, no, if a guy drinks and he's, you know, we're not going to let him get up there drink some Shadar Mashanka. The minigas were going to be machmer. Left over here, Avol. Oh, so we got the chutzaretz, right? So the reason why the minigas and the chutzaretz not doing this is kapayim and only beyonta because you need simcha for nesis kapayim and there is no simcha. Simcha is only on yontiv. Mashingim shayam if you have to tell him to. The Olah Parnassah, Bet Malachtam, that's the time that we do it. Now, that's it's a Shver and Minag, where, why, what, and how, that this Minag, that they don't go in and say Skipayim. The two Maisim, is a Maisu with the Maisu with Rechaim Balazin, with the Goin, and the Maisu with the Ancient time, Nachmig, I know about the civics, kind of Kosh, and I call it. It's not a great reason. Kasam in the grew, it's really by minig. Ma nasa, what should we do? Kilbasko yotzer shalayin nechlan alisa kafayim b'chol shana kol. Kilbasko anasa, we can't do this, he's gone all year. Kaman shtege ledar b'reiris, shalfinu, kalach mokami ratzel hanig tiskan choyayim. They try to do it. Shikbilo yoyim agul lezen, nispal inev le'al lehem. Omim reshoyim kemishman nigz lehem. So there's one story, I think, of him with the goyin. The goyin decided he's going to do it. And then he ended up in jail. And therefore, that's one story. And other story, I think it's a kind of a lesson, maybe.
Fire?
The fire that the.
It's
a safer. It's a safer. The story of one thing that the upset is that the whole like town burned down and killed Yotze Masko, they don't do it, and killed Kachu Haminak in Chutzar. So they do it different places. But in the Galil, they bring down, they don't do it during the week, they only do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. This has the, what the Makar Minig is, has a Rechus about. Like, upon we ever, they always had a Shaila once, what do you do if, like, a Yeshiva goes up to the Galil, what do you do?
What's the Shaila?
You just say, you just go up in the Galil, and the Galil has not to do it, and you just go
there. The Israelis fly to Chutzars and make a minion there. They have a bunch of Israelis who go to Chutzars.
I don't think that they make a minion. Yeah, that type of thing I'm saying.
On a trip.
What are you saying?
They're on a trip. A bunch of Israelis are on a trip.
But, Definitely be their minion about Yom Tov. The question would be all minion. I mean, I'm sure what they do. Beis Avol. So the Yerushalayim, the minig is that they do it. The rest of the world, most places, the minig is that they don't do it. Different minigim saying. I think a lot of people in Mainz don't do it at the end. But different minigim in Pinagim and
When the Rav says the rest of the world, they're on Dukhan and the rest of the world, Bachlan, no? Meaning what? Meaning in the rest of the world?
But, Yerushalayim, they are night to go into it. Fine. Let's go to Kachav Tes. I've got down the land. Okay.
No, it's good.
We'll come back to it. There's a lot of good read about it, but it's getting late over here. Yeah, it's getting late. Okay, we'll come back to it next week. Okay, we'll have to do it. Fine. But since it's a goodbye, I'm going to do by Shachar's Musa Vanilla. Mincha by Tanis, when you do it later on in the day, you do it.
I don't think I'm late back.
Yeah, they down early and they don't do it over here. They
down later.
So Shaila's like this. Shaila is, if somebody's not fasting, can you go ahead and duchen or not? So it happened to you, Rabbi Yaakov? Somebody actually asked me this yesterday. He's going to a minyan, a place where they're fasting, and he's not fasting. Should he duchen or not? So the Gemara has brought down that definitely there are others. You should not go out and duchen, and if you're the only one around, so then you're duchen, but otherwise that's a beside. One should not go ahead and do it. So if I'm discussing somebody has a bad dream, you should go to say to Rebbe Shalom about the dreams. What's the pshat in Sias Kabayim? So what's the pshat is Sias Kabayim is Eis Ratzon, so I think it's the pshat is Eis Ratzon, so therefore that's the reason why you do a pshat during this man of the Sias Kabayim. Now, be careful, we don't really worry about someone's dreams as well as that. That's not really Mr. Kaisel. I guess if we get to Reish Chaf together, we'll discuss it then. But in dreams, the Gemara says that there are two types of dreams. The dream of Day Malach, the dream of Day Shade. And the dream of Day Malach is Echem Shishim Yavua, the dream of Day Shade is Shtiot. And they said that Ron Kaisel is the Arnim. We're not on the magic to have to be a Day Malach, and all our dreams are Shtiot. And therefore, we're not Chishish of dreams. Chazan writes in the letter that many times you saw the dreams which you have to fast on Shabbos, the three dreams. You have to fast on Shabbos. Should I tell you the dreams? No, because you think about it, take it tonight. But anyhow, there's a couple of dreams you have to fast on Shabbos. And he said he many times he had those dreams during the week, and now he wasn't mischievous to it. Like,
and on Shabbos he was?
No. Oh, no, you don't have to do Tanis Kalim. You have those dreams? But I'll go upon them. But somebody's nervous, man. You can say they're one shalom, shalom, stochen, one kid.
Imagine they have to show them, they don't sing.
When
should the person sing?
Yeah, you have to do it like very quickly. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to Tachna.